It's perfect. It's unbelievable.
It's a miracle.
It's a TV dinner.
You're the man now, dog.
It could change the world.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of the town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all the blue and all shoes. I'm b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got it right now, playing my mind, got scared.
Wants you to have it your way.
That's a big pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on the train. I might as well kick it. First class, joking, smash, drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass.
Is this what
it's
the people
for
of Bel-Air live like?
All of America's niggas.
This might be all right. I mean, oh wait, I hear the Christy food line all wet. Is this the type of place that they send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see what I get there. I hope it's a dad for the Prince of Bel-Air.
The plane landed and when I came out, there was a dude like a cop standing there with my name out.
I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like I could disappear. A whistleblower cab and when it came to tears, a license plate was fresh and it's nice in a beer. If anything, I could say that this cab was fair, but I'm not mad. Yo, home to Bel-Air!
I pulled up 2 miles about 7
I'm out for not just for yet and come home to
see you later.
Once
in my kingdom, I was finally there.
Sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.